And it's interesting because I've always been, for 16 years, much different than a typical nutritionist in that I look more at nutrient utilization as opposed to nutrient consumption. But even now, over the last 6, 8, 10 months, I've changed even again with that same principle. But now what is so important to me is I first look at their water, their hydration. So if an athlete comes in, or any individual for that matter, but if an athlete comes in and says, well, Shan, I want to get bigger, faster, stronger. Let's say stronger. I want to get stronger. What am I going to do? Interestingly enough, the first thing I'm going to look at is their water. That same athlete comes in and says, well, I'm more interested in losing body fat. What's the first thing I'm going to look at? Their water. Another athlete comes in and says, Shan, I want to increase my endurance time. What's the first thing I'm going to look at? Their water. Because as Wade was saying, there is a beginning point in every single thing, and that beginning point is water. No nutrient can be utilized within the body without hydration. No action or reaction can go on within the body without hydration and enzymes. And those things absolutely go together. But I agree with you, Wade. I think over the coming years, we're going to see more nutritionists and nutritional experts focusing on the water, the type of water, and the utilization of that water, as opposed to supplementation and foods and all of those types of things. Water is, in fact, the founding principle of what our whole body starts with in the first place.